We wondered how young people view AIDS today, people for whom the disease has been a reality their whole lives. So we asked Youth Radio's Asher Richardson to take to the streets of Berkeley and Oakland, California.
A lot has changed since the 80s, or so I'm told. I wasn't born until 1991, the same year Magic Johnson announced that he had HIV. I'm 19 now, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard people joke that Magic Johnson discovered the cure to AIDS. Money. Catherine Hood knows the same joke. She's a senior at UC Berkeley. Regardless of the jokes, we both know HIV is still deadly serious.
I think it's interesting because, like, while I don't think it's the same sort of death sentence mentality, to me it's still, like, if I actually stop and think about getting it, it still seems like it's a horrifying thought.
Hood and lots of kids we talked to said their school's sex ed classes were pretty good. Thanks to my school's health classes, I had seen a condom by the 7th grade and knew what it was for. My mom even bought me a book called Deal With It. I remember my friends coming over after school to giggle about the stick figure illustrations of sexual positions. Sex and STDs weren't a mystery for me, but that's not the experience had by some students, like UC Berkeley senior Tori Partridge.
I went to this, like, little private Catholic school. Our sex ed was basically, hey, these are the diseases you can get, don't have sex. So I just sort of went into this world unprepared.
The benefit of being in my generation is that we can turn to Google for answers. But no amount of research can prepare a person to ask their sexual partner if they've been tested. Nikki Ghaffari and Parisa Tarani are sitting at a food court in downtown Berkeley. They graduated from a local Catholic high school just last Sunday and are headed to college this fall. They know they're supposed to ask about their partner's sexual health, but the idea still makes them uncomfortable.
If you ask someone, it's like they're dirty in a way, like they're gross.
Yeah. You think that they're dirty and gross and they're not clean and you think less of them and all that stuff, but it's really not that.
Personally, I feel like whoever that you're with, you should ask.
Yeah.
At Laney College in downtown Oakland, junior Salvador Lopez has a little more experience with this situation. He isn't afraid to have the conversation with his sexual partner.
It wasn't awkward. They just shot the question right back, like, what about you? I'm like, I'm good. I don't know. No matter how comfortable you are with one another, you still have to ask, you know, just to be safe.
My friend Elizabeth Welsh, a junior at Mills College, wants to be safe. But she feels like the talk around prevention never includes her.
I mean, I will say that I'm a lesbian and I have a lot of unprotected sex. But I mean, like, I talk about AIDS and I'm so, like, informed on this and things, but at the same time, it's like I'm not really using a condom in my sex, so what am I going to do?
Welsh thinks prevention is mainly geared towards straight people and gay men. And no matter who you are, the saddest part about getting tested for HIV today is that you're not only worried about your test results, but you're still terrified about what people might say. Or at least I would be.
People get made fun of for having an STD or STI or looked at differently, or people are judged upon that.
That's David Villamarina, a student at Laney College. While treatments have progressed dramatically in the last 30 years, Villamarina says we're still hung up on the wrong thing.
We would want to be more focused on, like, what we could do to stop it instead of, like, ooh, who has it? Like, it's not about who already got it. The people who already got it, they got it.
Today, anyway. My hope is that 30 years from now, people who got it, HIV that is, won't have it forever. For NPR News, I'm Asha Richardson.
That story was produced by TurnstileNews.com, an online news service of Youth Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.